So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you get 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. My next guest is a number one international best-selling author several times over. She teaches in different states, probably different countries. She's kind of got it going on in so many areas. Dear friend, welcome, Kathy Williams.
Thank you, Erica. It's a pleasure to be here.
I know. I'm like, what can we change today?
Exactly.
We were, you know, guys, you missed our opening conversation. Sorry about that, where we get to know each other, right? I mean, I've known Kathy a while, but where we get to kind of learn a little bit more about each other. We're talking about as you get into a new creation or a new business venture, what is it that causes that sort of contractive, you know, am I being too much? Kathy, what can we do if we're kind of like really trying to be adventurous and then all of a sudden we're like, ah, what if that freaks someone out?
Oh, I've definitely had my share of that. You know, when I was published in my first book, I'm Having It, through Happy Publishing, as I was constructing the chapter, you know, there's this moment when you're like, well, should I say this? Shall I not say this? Is this enough? And then I realized this creation is not actually about me. You know, even though it feels wow. like getting naked in front of my town and walking around and almost getting naked is almost better because you can see the reactions and responses of everybody. Whereas when you're pouring out your soul and then people are reading it across the world, you don't know how they're judging you or what faces they're making or any of that. So anyway, that yeah. all of that was rolling through yeah. my head. And then I realized, wait, this isn't even about me. This is about the creation itself and what it's going to create out in the world.
Oh my gosh, thank you. So unbeknownst to Kathy, I'm in the middle of a big transformation right now. And I just saw, as she was talking, I was able to almost like vision what happens when I let it loose versus what happens when I try to be pleasing or controlling or having it work out a certain way or having it be not take up too much of me or not be judged for it too much, or, you know, it's like all these things that were showing up for me as you were talking. And that chapter that you wrote in I'm Having It, I remember it so beautifully because you really did talk about moving to Hawaii and giving yourself permission to trust your body and to trust everything in this huge transition. I just remember that so clearly.
Yeah, it was from Connecticut, so on the east coast of the U.S., all the way to Hawaii. And
wow.
all of that involved. Yeah,
wow.
And it was a leap.
Wow. So what are some tools we can put towards that when we are going through? Because I'm guessing as we're heading into, you know, a brand new year, there's a surge of energy that comes in that we're allowed to kind of out-create ourselves.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, so in that whole process of, wow, it's really about the creation and what it's going to inspire in the world and in other people. And I like to talk with the creation. So whether that's a business or a chapter of a book or an entire book, have a conversation with it. And for you, it may show up as an energy, or you may like close your eyes and imagine it walks in and sits next to you in the chair and you're talking with it. But in whatever way that works for you, really starting to ask like, oh, what would you like me to write? Or
right.
what would you like to be?
Right.
And allowing any ideas to just percolate and show up. And then even asking like, what can I contribute to today to you? Mm. And sometimes what shows up in your mind, like an image or a word, might not make sense at all. Like one time I was talking with my business and I was like, okay, what can I contribute to you today? And I got a picture of surfing. And I was like,
oh my gosh. You're like, what?
And so when you go and do that, you are an energy. Like surfing allowed me to let go of any logical stuckness or any logical thoughts or ideas. Right. Go out and be on the water, return with a fresh perspective and more ease and a happy body. And then I can sit down if that's required and have new ideas.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love it. You know, this goes by so fast. And we don't have that much time left, but I would love you to tell people a little bit about Relationships Done Easy, that book, and just share with people kind of the brainchild behind that. And that was such a beautiful creation.
Thank you. And I created it exactly the same way that I So it arrived to me as an energy, and I could sense it kind of over my shoulder. Like just, hi, I'd like to play with you. And I said, okay, I will create you. And when is the time? And it told me November. So when November came, I got started and I said, well, just tell me who you would like to be included. And I would talk to it and ask, and who else? And it would show me. I mean, I might be on Facebook and see somebody and be like, oh, that person. Or read something that someone had written and be like, oh, that person. And whenever I followed that hit, it always worked out. The person would always say yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and there are amazing chapters. Wow. I mean, the entire book was such a beautiful creation and how it came.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, how do we get a hold of you? And Kathy teaches both in the United States and Hawaii and wherever else she ends up going.
London.
So, yeah, London. So how can we find you, Kathy Williams?
The easiest way is to go to meetkathywilliams.com, and that's Kathy with a K. So meetkathywilliams.com. There you can get some free goodies like an energy pull exercise for starting your day and a money rain exercise. Pretty fun. And then you can see all that I'm up to.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Erica. It was delightful.